Burger by Kevin Cecil and David Walliams. Audio described by Tacey. Narrated by Sir Michael Gambon. A line-drawn illustration of a bus drives through the text and reveals a row of terraced houses, people and parked cars. Cast credits appear. Mark Benton, Talia Barnett, Sheridan Smith, David Walliams, Nigel Planer, Sophie Thompson, Sarah Hadland, Jocelyn G. Essien.
Once upon a time, there was a little girl called Zoe. She lived... not there. Not there. But here. All the way up on the 37th floor.
A high-rise council block.
Zoe lived with her mum and dad.
Raspberry Ripple!
Her dad worked in an ice cream factory. He packed boxes, but his dream was to invent a brand new flavour of ice cream. A flavour that would make them all rich. But when Zoe's mum died, so did his dream. Soon after, the factory closed down and he lost his job. He met a new woman, Sheila.
At breakfast, plump Sheila coughs prawn cocktail crisps over an unhappy Zoe.
They married.
Sheila exaggeratedly kisses Zoe's dad.
For Zoe, no one could replace her mum. She missed her with all her heart.
She remembers dancing with her mum to ABBA. Sat on the sofa, Zoe watches an animal and man tumbling act on a TV talent show.
Your mum always said you'd be great on a show like this.
Maybe one day, Dad.
Sheila sits in between them.
Whilst Dad struggled to make ends meet, Zoe dreamt of being an animal trainer.
Gary gives Zoe a hamster.
Ready? Open your eyes.
Oh, do you like him?
What are you going to call him?
Gingernut.
Great name.
She tries teaching Gingernut tricks.
Zoe spent every night trying to teach Gingernut tricks in the hope that one day they'd be stars. But things don't always happen to plan.
Zoe finds Gingernut lying on the bottom of his cage.
No! Sheila! It's Gingernut!
He's not well!
I don't care!
Please help!
Sheila reluctantly gets off the sofa, pulls the wedged bit of legging from between her buttocks and, snacking on crisps, regards the hamster.
Oh dear and all that stuff.
Is Gingernut going to be okay?
Not really, he snuffed it. Heartbreaking, isn't it? Come on, let's flush it down a bog.
No!
She scoops the hamster up in her empty crisp bag, carries him to the bathroom, and is about to drop him down the lavatory when Zoe stops her.
You have to have a service for Gingernut. Say a poem.
Sheila rolls her eyes.
If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. There, that was lovely, wasn't it?
She drops it in, flushes it away, then reaches for her mobile, stuffed in the waistband of her amply filled leggings.
Sold the cage on eBay. Result. Oh no, it's a floater.
She rams the toilet brush down the bowl. Zoe makes her way to school via an underpass.
Oi!
The girl spits on Zoe's head.
Tina trots, it's not funny the 100th time.
Yeah, it is.
Tina spits on her again.
101.
Zoe's dad is dressed as a giant golf ball.
Zoe, what's the matter?
It's Gingernut. He's dead.
Oh, I'm sorry, love.
As much as he can, due to the size of the enormous costume, he awkwardly gives her a hug.
What time do you finish work today, Dad? I thought we could go to the park after school, like we used to.
I'd love to, but when I finish this, I've got to go and put on my chicken costume and give out free nuggets.
Why do you have to work all the time?
Your mum needs stuff.
She's not my mum. Never was and never will be.
Zoe, wait, Zoe!
He turns his sign, everything must go. An old tin can with a handwritten sign, cooking oil, sits underneath a pipe spewing gunk from Bert's burger van. Kids line up by the serving hatch.
Roll up, kiddie! Get your breakfast here. Burger in a bag. Sausage in a bag. All for the vegetarians. Fat in a bag.
Scrawny Zoe wanders past the line of hungry students as they receive a dubious bit of meat and sloppy sauce in a disintegrating bun. The headmaster addresses them at assembly.
Good morning, school.
Morning. Such enthusiasm. Right, now, this morning I received a letter from the local council. They informed me that we have come top in a list of unhealthiest schools in the country.
Pupils high-five one another.
No, 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 don't clap. It's not a good thing, it is a bad thing.
I understood, Headmaster.
Thank you, Miss Maxwell.
It's a bad thing.
It certainly is. And that is why the governors have requested that the very lively TV chef...
Miss Maxwell mouths the chef's name.
Charlie Jacobs comes here to teach you all about healthy eating.
That's a good thing.
It is, Miss Maxwell.
Judith.
Now, I'm sure you would...
They've loved each other for years. Really, he's just too shy to do anything about it. So beautifully tragic.
Just tragic.
In the break, kids eat junk.
How's prep for the talent show? Has Ginger Nut run through a cardboard tube yet?
No. He's dead.
Oh, no. Hug?
She hugs Harry.
How did he, you know, go?
I don't know. I think my stepmom might have had something to do with it.
No one's that evil, surely. Well... I don't think any of us stand a chance in this talent show, do we?
Not against the teacher's pet.
They peer into a classroom. A pretty girl is singing to Miss Maxwell.
Greatest love of all is happening to me. I found the greatest love of all inside of me.
Miss Maxwell gives nothing away as she listens.
Gemma. I didn't like it.
Oh.
I loved it!
I just hope the judges agree with you.
There's just one judge. Me.
Tina bursts a bag of crisps above Zoe and empties the contents over her head.
Oh dear. My hand slipped. That was well, funny teens.
Yeah, double well, funny teens. Hey, wait a minute. Weren't they my crisps?
Gemma sneers at Zoe and Harry.
Excuse me, future star coming through.
Harry mimes, sticking two fingers down his throat. Bert sells burgers to some kids.
You're not having something from Bert's van, are you? Anything's better than the school dinners.
Hello, my dears. What will it be?
A burger, please, Bert. And what's the smallest fries you do?
Extra, extra. Large.
Just the burger. Sure, I don't want one.
Sorry, my dear. Was that a nod or a shake? Me glasses are covered in grease.
It was a shake. So that's enough, thanks.
Well, you don't know what you're missing.
What kind of meat is it?
Good meat. Get me special sauce on that.
He slops sauce on the burger.
That's enough. Thanks.
Bon appetite.
Bert hands over the burger, Harry hands over cash.
It's got a kick for it, all right. What about?
Zoe declines.
Don't spoil your tea.
What tea?
The cupboard's full of crisps.
Don't touch me crisps!
Behind multiple packets of prawn cocktail crisps, Zoe finds a large jar of rat poison. Her eyes widen and her jaw drops as she reads the label.
Get that!
Zoe opens the green front door to two police women stood outside.
Can we come in, miss?
Who is it?
The police!
Ugh, tell them to bog off!
Come in.
They enter.
All right, I meant to pay for these crisps, but they must have fallen off the shelf into my handbag.
Madam, we're just doing door-to-door inquiries. A health inspector was inspecting local fast food vans. He's gone missing.
We think he might be dead.
All right, nothing serious then.
Go on, Jesus, slam him!
Well, if you do see anything suspicious, here is my card.
No, 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 no.
Just mine.
Oh, and thank you for your time.
Can you shut up while Jezza Kyle's on?
Sorry.
What's she doing with versus well rank?
Really sorry to disturb you.
You don't have to keep apologising. We're just doing our job.
Sorry.
Stop apologising.
Shut it!
Sorry.
DC Grey glares at WPC Bud. They leave. Zoe's been eavesdropping.
Jezza.
In her bedroom, in the grim block of flats, sat on her bed, Zoe hears sobbing from next door.
Poor thing. Someone has it even worse than me.
She nibbles a prawn cocktail crisp, glances down. A pink sock and a discarded white fluffy slipper is moving. She pauses and then takes another bite. The sock fully emerges from the booty-styled slipper. She takes another bite. The toe end of the sock starts to move nearer. She puts the crisp down, slides off her bed and onto her knees. She picks up the sock and rolls back the end. The head of a rat appears. She drops the sock in fright and leans back on her heels.
And there's a rat in my room. Great. Aw, you're really little, aren't you?
She frees it.
You need to get back to your mum.
It shakes its head, no.
You don't have a mum either. You don't understand me, do you?
It nods, yes. Zoe's mobile rings. She gets off the floor, sits on the bed and reaches for her mobile, then stares at the rat, eyes and mouth wide. She answers Harry's call.
Harry?
Talent show update?
No, Harry, could you call back?
Sure, when?
Right now.
She hangs up, puts the rat on the bedside table and waits for the phone to ring. As it does, the rat starts to dance, bobbing its head and rear end in time to the music. Zoe's face brightens into a huge smile.
I don't believe it. You want to dance? Can't stop. Explain tomorrow. Bye.
Harry's bemused.
I could be your trainer. Would you like that?
The rat nods yes. Zoe dives under her bed and retrieves a boombox and a box of cassettes. She carries them over to a chest of drawers by the wall and glances over her shoulder at the rat.
These were my mum's.
She selects and pops a tape into the boombox, carefully grabs the rat and carries him over and puts him in front of the player and presses play. She steps back and sway dances from side to side. The rat copies her.
When my mum taught me to dance, she said, you have to feel the music. Like this.
She exaggerates her moves. The rat follows suit.
Almost. It's more like this.
The rat follows every move, adding a little leg lift to the upper body sway.
Yes, that's it. You're a genius.
Zoe does a little spin. The rat tries to copy her and falls off the chest of drawers and onto the floor. Sheila bangs on the door.
Let it get!
Zoe hides the rat as Sheila enters.
I can barely hear myself, tramp!
Sorry.
You will be.
Sheila glares at Zoe and then leaves. Zoe holds the rat before her.
You have to keep your secret from her, okay?
They touch noses. Zoe takes the rat to school in her oversized coat pocket.
Remember, best behaviour.
As she makes her way under the underpass, Tina is waiting to spit on her again.
Oi! Slobber!
How original.
All right, I'm trying.
Gary is wearing a giant mushroom, pineapple and pepperoni topped pizza.
Hi, Dad.
I got you a present. Sorry about Ginger Nut. Got you this.
Thanks, Dad, you're the best.
He hands over a stuffed ginger hamster. They hug. She leaves.
Oh, I wish I was.
Remember, today is healthy eating day.
Come on, kids, dump that junk.
In there, I'll come on.
Miss Maxwell collects the kids' crisps and chocolate bars. Headmaster spies Bert's burger van approaching and hurries outside.
No more! Not today! Go away!
This is my pitch!
Not today, it isn't.
Selling burgers is my life. I'm a friend to these kiddies. The other day, I visited one who was in hospital for obesity. I brought him a bag of burgers.
We have a special visitor at the school today, and the last thing we need here is you. So, shoo!
No more meal deals for you.
Bert drives his van at the headmaster, who has to dodge out of the way. He tumbles over a wall. Miss Maxwell comes running to his aid. Bert reverses his van over traffic cones and a brown wheelie bin. As he screeches away, the back door of his van flings open and contents spill out. In the school corridors, Harry catches up with Zoe and raises his eyebrows conspiratorially.
I have to show you something. In private.
Sounds inappropriate. Let's do it.
I've got a rat in my pocket and he's a wicked dancer.
Oh, Zoe, Zoe, Zoe.
I'm afraid you're imagining it. Your unhappy childhood has clearly led you to construct a powerful fantasy life.
Okay.
She takes the rat from her pocket and puts him on a shelf.
Fine.
She takes Harry's proffered phone and plays a tune. To Harry's amazement, the rat stands on its hind legs and starts to dance. Zoe smiles at the astonished expression on her friend's face.
Most amazing thing I have ever seen.
The rat attempts a twirl and falls over. The headmaster is staring distractedly out of his window, eating a packet of crisps from the earlier collected confiscated junk food. He spies a sage green and white camper van approaching.
Here we go.
It's Charlie Jacobs,
It gives me enormous pleasure to introduce our special guest. Now, you may have seen him on TV in...
Charlie bounces on stage.
Hey! Uh-oh!
What's this? How we doing?
I haven't finished your introduction.
Big respect to the big F...
Mr. Fellows.
...for letting me come and tell all of you about veggies. Now, hey, I know some of you think they're yucksome, but I'm telling you, they're not just delish, yeah? They're wicked delish. Yeah? Check this out.
He produces a tray of food.
Oh, my days. Completely normal pizza. No, because instead of salty pepperoni, we've got Brussels sprouts. F, Meister, mate. Have a taste.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. There we go.
Captured on film, the headmaster takes a bite and struggles to swallow.
Do we have any water?
Water? Well, I tell you what, I've got something better. Yeah? How about some refreshing beets? Yeah, come on!
Zoe and Harry smirk.
All right, here we go. Boom! My rainbow plate.
Yeah, Snapchat that, classmate.
The rat begins to dance in Zoe's pocket.
The veggies don't taste great.
The toilet.
After me! It goes, tell your mum, yo, tell your pals. If you eat less meat, you get healthy bowels. Come on, tell your mum, yo, tell
Zoe
your
Zoe leaves.
If you eat less meat, you get healthy bowels!
If you need to go, go now.
She pops the rat on the toilet seat.
I can't just keep calling you, you. You need a name. Everyone needs a name.
She reads the lavatory's trade name.
Armitage. What do you think? Good. Armitage it is.
Tell your mum, your toilet pal. If you eat less meat, get healthy back.
Sure.
Yes, Teens.
Tina and her two cronies enter the lavatories. Zoe bangs her head against her cubicle's door.
Who's in there? Just me, your... good friend Zoe.
What are you doing?
Having a wee, of course.
Psst. I'm gonna count to one.
Zoe puts Armitage into her pocket, opens the lavatory door, and smiles sweetly at the school bully.
Oh, hello, my good friend Tina. Goodbye, my good friend Tina.
Where do you think you're going? You're not allowed in here. Me and my gang use these bogs for selling our stolen stuff. So you best buy something.
Trainers come in pairs.
I know that, Einstein, but they only put one out on the shelves.
I don't have any money.
I'll bet you do.
Not in there!
Armitage bites onto Tina's finger as she puts her hand in Zoe's pocket. Tina spins around in a circle, Armitage clamped onto her finger. Her cronies are equally terrified by the rodent. Miss Maxwell enters in the middle of the mayhem, as does the headmaster.
What's all this noise? Ah! A rat! Tina trots to the sick bay, and you wait in my office. You are expelled.
No, please.
All right then, suspended.
Thank you. As long as I'm back in school in time for the talent show, I'm teaching Armitage here to dance.
Over my dead from bubonic plague body, animal acts are banned from my talent show.
Can't I just show you what Armitage can do?
Well, I would be curious.
No!
You heard what Miss Maxwell said? No.
Now, get out and take your little health risk with you.
Here, here.
Zoe removes the glass bowl covering Armitage, picks him up and leaves.
I like the way you shouted at her.
Oh. I can shout at you any time, if you like.
I've got some... headmastery things to do.
Yes, of course.
She goes towards the door, pauses, and turns.
Goodbye!
Her shouting leaves them both breathless. With gaze downcast, Zoe leaves the school and wanders along the streets. She continually checks on Armitage. He squeaks at her.
Not now.
She passes, revolting, dark sunglasses-wearing Bert in his burger van. He grins maliciously to himself as he reverses his van. Zoe makes her way to Raj's newsagent shop.
Aha! Miss Zoe, my favorite customer.
Hi, Raj.
Let me tell you about today's special offer. 103 cream eggs for the price of 102.
Sorry, Raj, no money.
Not even a penny. For that, you can have one Tic Tac or 2/3 of a Watson.
I've got zilch.
Oh, but you look hungry. Here, have a small nibble on a chocolate bar.
Thank you.
Try and eat round the edges. Then I can put it back and the next customer will never know.
He spies Armitage's head peeping out of Zoe's pocket.
I can't help noticing. Is that a rat?
Yeah, he's called Armitage.
You bring a rat into my shop?
I'm so sorry, Raj. I wasn't thinking.
I am pleased you did. He is adorable.
I wanted to enter us into the school talent show.
I would love to be on a TV talent show, but I have no talent. I suppose I can be a judge.
There must be something you could do.
I can identify chocolate bars. Blindfolded. So, what would you and Armitage do?
Dance.
She puts down the chocolate bar she was nibbling the edges off, pops Armitage on the counter, and as she starts to rhythmically clap her hands, Armitage starts to dance, much to Raj's amazement. Armitage attempts a spin but falls and knocks into the box of cream eggs.
Don't worry, we're still working on that.
Wow. I never knew rats could dance. It just shows you should never judge a book by its cover. I love him. Armitage is always welcome in my shop.
But aren't you worried about health inspectors?
Oh, he came recently. That poor man who went missing. Look.
He gave you a cross.
No. It's an X. It stands for excellent.
Zoe and Harry meet up after school.
You got suspended?
Yep.
Cool.
I don't care about missing lessons, but me and Armitage are not allowed to do the talent show.
But why?
Miss Maxwell says animal acts are banned.
What's her problem?
Dunno.
Maybe she's racist against rats.
Ratist.
Exactly.
It's just not fair.
But you can't give up.
No?
Did Lady Gaga give up when art pop bombed in America?
I've no idea.
Did Rihanna throw in the towel when the video for Pour It Up was banned?
I imagine not.
Did Beyonce stop making music when her marriage to Jay-Z went?
I can see where this is going.
These sisters had it. They lost it, but they got it back on their own terms.
Right, so basically don't give up.
Yep,
got it.
Zoe arrives back home.
You took your time. There's someone here for you.
Bert is waiting, minus dirty overalls. He still wears his sunglasses, a dodgy flat cap, and has unruly grey sideburns. He holds a rat trap and mallet in one hand.
Why is the burger man here?
I'm not the burger man. I'm the pest control man.
No, you aren't. You're called Bert and you run the burger van.
I am not Bert.
You look exactly like him.
I'm his twin brother.
What's your name, then?
He struggles to answer. Love-struck Sheila is simpering at him.
Bert.
Right.
My family were very poor and could only afford the one name. I am Bert, the pest control man. Have a look, my van is out there.
There's a grubby handwritten sign, pest control over burger, on his van.
Now I hear you've got a little problem.
With a horrible rat. The school called.
Yeah. But you'll go and put it in there.
I don't have a rat.
You're lying. I can smell a rat from miles away. Little ones smell especially sweet.
What do you do to the rats once you've caught them?
I hit them with his mallet.
Sheila's enthralled.
And then I pulverise them.
It's painful.
Very.
I bet.
Maybe I could take you out one evening and talk you through the pulverisation process.
Oh, yeah. I'd like that. A lot.
Tomorrow night? Meet me around the back of the bins.
7 o'clock. Don't be late.
Listen, thanks so much for visiting and hitting on my married stepmum, but there's no rats here.
She's lying, the little toe rag. I can see it wiggling in her blazer.
Zoe glares at her malicious stepmother. She finally capitulates.
You win. Give me the cage and I'll put him in.
You're doing the right thing. Clever girl.
He hands over the trap. The adults flirt as though he puts the stuffed toy hamster in the trap.
Prawn cocktail?
Uh-huh.
Very posh.
Sheila smiles through a mouthful of crisps.
Goodbye, my friend.
There. Shame, really.
Now can I watch you pulverising him?
Oh, gotta hit it with his mallet first.
He opens the trap. Zoe tries to appear nonchalant. He sniffs, puts his hand in, and slowly pulls out the stuffed toy.
You wicked child.
Zoe ducks under his grasping arm and runs towards the living room window. She opens it up and puts Armitage on the outside ledge.
Run!
He won't get far. No rat has ever outsmarted me. And when I find him, I'm going to make him suffer for a long, long time.
As he starts to leave, Sheila girlishly pats her hair.
And you tomorrow night, my sweet.
Sheila blows him a kiss. He catches it in his hand and then bangs into the doorframe and knocks various things over on his way out. Sheila rounds angrily on Zoe.
How dare you making me look bad in front of that nice man! You go to your room and you don't come out until spring!
Just wait until I tell Dad about this!
Sheila locks Zoe in her bedroom.
Dare.
Zoe peers out of her window at Bert as he leaves. She tries her door handle. It won't budge.
I have to get out. Find Armitage.
She takes down the poster of a horse, emblazoned with the message, "Best friends are animal friends," from the yellow-painted wall by her bed. She taps the plasterboard, then starts to pick away at it with a drawing pin and then a pair of closed scissors. The hole starts to widen. She puts the rubble under her bed. Night greedily swallows the day as the hole gets bigger.
What are you doing in there?
Zoe puts the poster back on the wall, sweeps broken bits of plaster from her bed as Sheila enters.
I better have some grub. Don't want you dying on me.
As she hands over a packet of crisps, she notices Zoe's dusty hands.
You need a wash. Dirty little creature.
Once she's left, Zoe gets to work on the blue-painted plasterboard on the other side of the dividing wall space. Sped-up time-lapse images show more and more of Zoe as the hole on the other side increases. Eventually, her face appears as she squints through the hole. She grabs great handfuls of plasterboard. Sheila is sat at the kitchen table eating crisps. It faces a brick wall. She suddenly has a thought, and it stops her in her tracks.
Hang on. You little turret!
Zoe squeezes through the hole in the wall. She finds Tina asleep cuddling a stuffed bunny.
Nobody's taking Robin.
Zoe has to clamber across Tina's bed to escape. It wakes her up.
You! Get here! I'm gonna snap you apart! I'm gonna tear you to bits! Come here!
Tina grabs one end of Zoe, Sheila the other. Suddenly, Sheila is dragged through the hole, demolishing the wall as she does so. Dust fills the air. Zoe manages to escape in the chaos. She is chased down the flat's corridors. There are building works in progress. The men have gone home for the night. She comes upon a chute leading from their floor to the ground. She jumps down it. Sheila gets jammed in the opening of the chute. Tina tries to push her in.
Hold on, I'm trying!
At the end of the chute, Zoe lands on an illegally dumped mattress. There's a rat on the mattress.
Armitage! Oh, Armitage, I was so worried. I thought that...
Bert scoops Armitage up. Zoe uses a cable to trip him up. He falls on his face, drops the trap. Zoe rescues Armitage, swings a bucket on a rope at Bert's face. She's trapped by a wire fence.
I sniff you there. I sniff you everywhere.
She puts a wooden plank on a pile of bricks and Armitage on one end.
Now this is the last time I'm gonna be nice. Give me that rat.
You'll have to learn to fly first.
She jumps on the other end of the plank. Armitage flies up into the sky and over the fence.
He's smart. He'll run. He'll run for miles.
I'll find him. Just you see.
He turns and bumps into a skip.
I'll get you, little rat.
Armitage! He's gone! You can come back now, Armitage! Armitage!
Zoe? What are you doing out so late?
Sorry, Dad.
Come on. We should be in bed.
Just to warn you, my room's a bit of a mess.
So what's new?
He wears a remorseless canned drink costume.
Who's Armitage?
A grey day dawns.
Oh, Gary, my love. It'd be so nice looking after my darling stepdaughter all day.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it, Zoe? So good to see you two finally getting along.
He poised a bits of plaster in her hair.
What's that?
Oh, a slight bit of dandruff.
Oh. Have a great day, you two.
Oh, well, I will pop it.
She pats Zoe's head.
If you ever tell your dad about me and Bert, I will put you in an orphanage. Do you understand?
Zoe nods, gets up from the breakfast table, and races outside to look for Armitage.
Armitage! Armitage! Armitage!
Armitage!
Armitage, please!
Armitage!
She searches everywhere.
Armitage! I can't find him, Raj. I don't know what to...
Raj has him.
Armitage!
See, my friend, I told you she'd come.
How did he get here?
He was sitting outside the window. He must have remembered getting a treat last time.
Zoe cradles Armitage.
Mitsui, you are upset. Who is making you unhappy?
Who isn't? That big fat bully Tina Trotz, that meaning Miss Maxwell, my evil dragon of a stepmom.
Tut. And another tut. What did I tell you about judging books by their covers?
Come off it, Raj. They're all horrible.
Tina has been here many times. She is probably my favorite shoplifter. Last time I caught her, we had a nice chat, and she opened up about how miserable her life is.
Yeah, she lives in the flat next door. I heard her crying.
Poor thing. But she's a nice girl underneath it all.
Maybe, but what about Miss Maxwell?
Your teacher has had a life of disappointments, but she has a good heart. She always tells me to keep the change if it's one pence or less.
And my stepmom?
When she... No, I can't think of anything nice to say about her.
Zoe giggles. Bert is back at school, flipping burgers.
Nice to have me back, kiddies!
The kids are lining up.
Hey, listen, if it's snack time, don't have a burger. Why not try some of my delicious rhubarb and beetroot hummus? Am I right? Hey, look at their little faces. Come on.
The kids turn their noses up at it.
If you eat it, I'll buy you some chocolate.
He is mobbed.
There we go, look at that.
Bert's customers desert him. Charlie bounces over.
Oh, brilliant. Hello, mates.
Who are you?
Charlie chortles into the recording camera, then is taken aback by Bert's blank expression.
Are you joking? Mate, I'm Charlie Jacobs. Charlie Jacobs, 15-minute meals. Charlie Jacobs, 1-minute meals. Oh? Charlie Jacobs, 5-second meals.
Bert shakes his head. Charlie sends the cameraman away.
What's your name, my working class chum?
Bert.
Right. Well, listen, Bert. Now that I'm here, school dinners are going to get very healthy and pucker delish. Yeah? So sorry, mate, but the kiddies aren't going to want your burgers anymore. Laters!
As Charlie bounces off, Bert menacingly picks up his mallet and slams it into the palm of his other hand. Later, the police hold up a photo of the chef.
I'm looking for another missing person.
Maybe you should stop losing him then.
It's Charlie Jacobs, the TV chef. I've got all his cookbooks and his calendars. Oh, and the poster where he's licking a spoon. But when I look at it, I go...
DC Gray scowls at the WCP.
Well, I ain't seen him.
He came to my school.
Yes, I believe he was making one of his television programmes there.
That's right.
Do you have any idea who might want him out of the way?
Nah, she don't.
Please, let the girl speak.
Well, Charlie Jacobs was trying to get us to eat healthy food. So, Bert, the burger man...
Don't believe a word she says.
Well, why not?
You can't trust her. She's been suspended from school. Smuggled in a rat, and it bit one of the other girls.
Well, thank you very much for your time, madam.
We're sorry. Not sorry for disturbing you.
Don't do it again.
We won't. Sorry.
Come on, let's go.
Sorry.
I'm taking you on a course.
In what?
Assertive policing.
Oh, will there be biscuits?
Probably.
As they leave, Sheila glares at Zoe.
Well, I don't want to hear another thing out of you. I've only got 7 hours to get ready for me hot day.
Zoe is doing her homework in the kitchen. Sheila has put a leopard print jacket over her customary pink jumper and let down her long pink dyed hair.
What's the matter? Never seen a beautiful woman before.
She goes over to the boombox, takes out the cassette, and pulls the tape from the cartridge, and pulls the ribbon from the tape.
No!
She throws it on the floor.
Not when you're upsetting the neighbours. Tell your dad I'm at the bingo.
Bert's waiting by his van, wearing a leather jacket that's open over his bulging belly.
Bert!
He smiles salaciously at Sheila.
All right, darling.
Hello, handsome. How do I look?
She wiggles saucily.
Good enough to eat.
What are we going to do?
We're going to have the most magical night of our lives. Then I've got to clean out the grease traps.
She nods.
Get in.
She inhales deeply the smell of funeral flowers, spelling Nana, that Bert has stolen from her. Then he's doing a drawing of her.
Stick your arm over your head.
She's smiling as she kneads bread dough for buns, and like the iconic scene from the film Ghost, Bert's hands are on top of hers as he stands behind her.
Give us a beautiful smile.
Still posing for her drawing, she growls like a tiger at him.
Hey, Sophie.
Very, very nice.
He puts a diamond necklace around her neck.
Right. Now open your eyes.
They're standing before a jeweler's shop, the window smashed open.
Diamonds. They go with your eyes.
His drawing of Sheila is a badly drawn figure with stick arms and legs. In a field by a tree, she runs towards him. He readies himself to lift her high. She swan dives above him, then they both fall to the ground as he topples over. Much later, hand in hand, they make their way back to the council flats. She turns to him by the doors.
That were a perfect evening. I forgot what true happiness felt like.
Yeah, it was all right, I'll give it.
She gazes lovingly up at him.
6 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could kiss you goodnight, but I'm shackled to another. The fates are against us. We can never be.
Oh. Well, we'll see you around.
No, but you're right. A beauty like mine must be set free.
She flicks her long pink locks over her shoulder, grabs and passionately kisses him, then smoulders up against him as she pulls from his animal embrace. With a saucy twirl, she sashays away and towards the doors. He blows her a kiss. She catches it and devours it in one, pats her ample belly, and leaves him wanting more. Zoe takes Armitage to her bedroom.
It's okay, Armitage. I'm going to lock the door and keep you safe. Nobody's going to...
Tina is staring at her through the massive hole in the wall.
Get you.
That better not be in the rat that bit me.
No, no, it isn't. It's a different one.
Tina narrows her eyes at her.
Okay. It is. But don't judge a book by its cover. Really, he's a pussycat.
No, really, he's a rat.
And you stop that. If Raj says Tina's a nice girl, then she must be.
Did Raj say that?
Yeah.
Zoe sits on her bed.
Nobody's ever called me nice before. I've got something I need to say to you.
What?
Tina struggles for words.
I'm sorry.
You what?
I'm sorry.
For flopping on my head?
Yeah. And for all the other stuff I've done to you.
Was that you I heard crying?
You won't tell nobody.
No.
Tina glances furtively over her shoulder.
It's my dad. Bullies me.
Maybe that's why you bully people.
Tina stares into space.
I never thought of it like that.
He won't bite you again.
Really?
Promise.
Zoe hands Armitage over to Tina.
See, he likes you.
Maybe ain't that bad after all.
Guess what? He dances.
Shut up.
He does. I wanted to enter him into the school talent show, but Maxwell banned all animal acts. Who knows why?
Ain't you seen the thing on YouTube?
What thing?
So, will the winner of Britain's Golden Voice be...
school teacher Judith Maxwell. Or Cookie the Cat. Remember, there's £10,000 up for grabs and the chance to perform for Princess Anne. Good luck to you both.
Miss Maxwell is desperate to win.
I can now reveal that the winner is...
Andy Peters keeps them waiting for the result.
Cookie the cat!
Miss Maxwell's dreams are dashed and she has to be led away by security guards. Sam?
It's a cat! It just meows vaguely in tune. Princess Anne doesn't even like cats. She's into horses! Oh, what in heaven's name? Is a cat gonna spend 10 grand on? Amazing! You can see why she hates animals.
Well, it's not Armitage's fault.
You've still got to enter him into the talent show.
But...
the school's gonna go bonkers for a dancing rat. Maxwell could do one.
I'm not sure what that means, but yes. Thank you, Tina. Problem is, my stepmom broke my only music tape.
Hey, I've got loads of dance music CDs. I used to nick them from the old record shop. Then it closed down. Real shame. Beyonce, okay?
Yeah, perfect. You're not going to believe it. And 2, 3, 4.
Zoe and Armitage dance for a delighted Tina.
Well, you get the idea.
That was well wicked. You are so going to win.
Really?
Yeah. Right, should we go rob the office?
I don't think so, Tina, no.
As the girls are fast asleep in their respective bedrooms, Bert sneaks into Zoe's room and steals Armitage away in his rat trap. Raised voices wake Zoe up.
I worked day and night. You spend every penny of it on crisps.
But it's not enough. A real man provides and has his own business with a deep-fat fryer.
It's my only day off in a month, and I'm going to the pub.
Don't bother coming back, you useless git.
It's okay, Armitage. Don't be scared.
His rat bed is empty. Tina wakes up.
Armitage?
Armitage! We must have got in this way.
They spy Bert's van parked outside.
Bert, what can I do?
Go to school and sign us up for the talent show. I'm going to get my dance partner back. Okay.
Zoe falls down the rubble chute.
You was at the fair last night.
She lands on an abandoned sofa.
Where'd she just come from?
Zoe races across the bit of grass surrounded the block of flats. Bert returns to his van with Armitage in his trap. He slings the trap over to the passenger seat and gets into the driver's side. Zoe nears the van just as it pulls away. The back door flies open and boxes fall out. Undeterred, she races after it and manages to leap inside before it can pick up speed. She closes the van door and squats down between the dirty counters as the van shudders around the back streets. Bert's erratic driving sends her sprawling head over heels as the van careers from side to side down increasingly dodgy back roads. Tina pushes through the excitable kids to find Harry at the front of a line under a cheerful red banner. Our school's got abilities.
All right, Harry.
I've only got a pound on me. Here.
Me and Zoe are mates now. So that means we're mates too?
That's not how it works, dear.
So do you want another dead leg?
I guess we're besties.
Bert's burger van approaches a crumbling, dirty white building with a sign, Circus Ices Deliveries. He parks, gets out of his van, unlocks a padlock with his grubby, grimy fingers, then drives his van into the building. He grabs Armitage's cage and closes the outer door. Still inside the van, Zoe glances nervously around her. Bert is a shadowy figure as he wanders away from the door. Zoe cautiously opens the back door of the van and carefully closes the door behind her. She tentatively makes her way around the back of the van. She pauses, then, with great deliberation, puts one foot in front of the other. Her attention is caught by squeaking, and turning her head, she notices a wall of cages containing rats that reaches to the high ceiling. The silhouetted figure of Bert passes across the screen. Zoe finds a lever, pulls it, and lights come on. Against a merry circus-striped background of red and gold drapes and string lights is a sinister, enormous mincing machine. Spotlights illuminate the scene. Bert is standing on a high platform above the mincer. Zoe steps cautiously forwards past the great blades of the mincer that relentlessly turn. Bert has a rat trap in his hand and is about to pour the contents down a funnel leading to the slashing blades. Zoe gazes up at him.
No!
But suddenly pulls back his hand, snaps the cage shut, and turns off the mincer.
Zoe, my dear. I knew you were hiding in my van. I have an excellent sense of smell. Not just for rats, but also for kiddies.
You're turning rats into burgers.
Oh, you finally worked it out.
I worked it out ages ago.
A jar of cockroaches has ketchup on its side.
A likely story. And I don't just turn rats into burgers. I also turn health inspectors into burgers and TV chefs. Ta-da!
Sticking out of a round of pink processed meat are the remains of Charlie Jacobs' shirt.
Guess who's next?
Your mum.
He slowly advances on her.
No.
Father Christmas.
No.
Iggle Piggle.
No, it's you. It's obviously you. You're today's special.
She throws a ketchup dispenser at him. His sunglasses have been knocked off. His eyelids are firmly stuck over his eye sockets.
You don't have any eyes.
No, child. I'm completely blind.
But you can't drive a van if you're blind.
I drive! By sense of smell. Very safely. In the whole 27 years I've been driving, I've only run over 59 people.
Why don't you have any eyes?
One night, I was about to deep fry a live rat when the wretched creature bit my hand. My mallet fell out of my hand into the fryer, sending fat flying into my eyes, frying them instantly.
Disgusting.
They were delicious, actually. A little bit of salt and pepper. Now, I'm going to turn you into my very first child burger.
She hits him with an empty cage, then starts to run. He quickly recovers.
I'm gonna kiss you.
She manages to get out of the doors and starts to run. He backs the burger van out of the double corrugated iron doors and, chuckling maniacally to himself, turns the van in her direction. She hides around the corner of the dirty white building as he drives past her. Rat Burger, into part 4. The kids gather in the assembly room for the talent show, dressed in an array of costumes, including an Elvis impersonator. Miss Maxwell sits next to the headmaster. She whispers excitedly to him. He nods, gets to his feet. She follows him. Raj enters the hall, glances around, and sits by Tina and Harry. Oh,
Miss Tina, Master Harry, my two most favoritest customers.
Hi, Raj.
I'm so looking forward to seeing Zoe and Armitage up on the stage.
The headmaster steps on stage with Miss Maxwell, who curtsies.
Welcome to our school's Got Abilities. This is your chance to show us your skills.
Thank you, headmaster. Good luck to all the contestants. Now, as a sole judge, I know it's going to be very hard to pick a winner, but I'm going to.
Thank you, Miss Maxwell. And so, without further ado, let's
no
begin.
No sign of Zoe. What are we going to do?
Tina shrugs. Sheila's looking out of the window on the phone.
Yeah. I can see her now.
She watches Zoe run past. Gary is face down on a table in the pub, his head resting on his arms. Zoe peers in through the window and spots him. She bangs on the glass, but he fails to rouse. Bert's van parks near the Executioner and Axe pub, and he sniffs as Zoe goes to the entrance. The bored landlord spits into a tea towel to clean a pint glass. He glances up at her. There's an old man in a flat cap and brown jacket sat near her father. She walks over to her dad.
Hey, can't you read? No children, no Europeans.
I need to talk to my dad.
I couldn't give a stuff, love.
If you chuck me out, I'll report you for allowing underage drinkers.
Like who?
She goes over to the old man, picks up his pint, raises it in a toast, then gulps a mouthful, instantly spitting it back in. She hands it back.
Sorry.
Don't you worry, Chuck.
He takes a large gulp. Zoe slaps the table her dad is sleeping on.
Dad!
Raspberry Ripple! Oh, Zoe, what are you doing here?
You were asleep, Dad.
Might have done too many night shifts.
I need your help. There's a man who wants to turn my pet rat into a burger.
Oh, come off it, Zoe. Nobody serves food like that. Do they?
Oh, no, no, of course not, Belle.
Dad, have I ever lied to you?
No.
And have I ever complained to you? Even though you married the worst woman in the world and she made my life a misery?
No, you've never complained once. I'm sorry. I just wanted you to have a new mum.
She's not my mum. Never has been.
Maybe I should have paid out for internet dating.
Dad, you need to believe me. Bert wants to turn my rat into a burger and me into a burger.
Kids, into burgers? Oh, I should make that illegal.
It is.
Is it? Oh.
Right, I'm coming to help.
Gary follows Zoe out. There's a trio on stage at the school talent show.
How I wonder what you are.
There's a tussle for front position as they finish.
Well, I suppose that was all right if you like that sort of thing. Now, the act that we have all been waiting for. I give you Gemma!
She steps on stage wearing a head mic. Two TV screens are pushed in to flank her.
Today, I'd like to perform a tribute to a very special person who was the subject of a great injustice when she lost a talent show to a cat singing Bohemian Rhapsody. Miss Maxwell, this is for you.
As she sings, the screens show various images of Miss Maxwell.
Sweet memories, that is all I'm taking with me. So goodbye, please don't cry. We both know I'm not what you need.
The headmaster wells up with emotion.
And I will always love you. I will always love you.
On the screen, under the picture of Miss Maxwell losing the talent show, is a message. Miss Maxwell, teacher, friend, legend. 1961 to ...
Oh, my goodness! You got a spontaneous standing ovation!
She gestures. Everyone should stand. They comply. Harry grimaces at Tina.
Thank you. Well, that was, in fact, the final act. So, after much deliberation, the winner is...
Actually, we haven't performed yet.
There's no time.
Are you quite sure about that?
She pushes her face into the headmaster's.
As it turns out, we do have a few minutes. Introducing Harry and very charming Tina.
Harry drags Tina with him. Miss Maxwell sits beside the headmaster, who mutters and glances at his wristwatch. Zoe and Gary have arrived at Bert's hideaway.
This is the old ice cream factory where I used to work.
It's creepy in here.
Oh, my word.
I know. We have to find Armitage and set them all free.
Bert smashes in through the front doors in his van with Sheila.
Gotcha!
The disgusting couple get out of the van.
Who's that with her?
My idiot husband.
You know, Sheila, I'm beginning to suspect that you aren't the one.
Shut it! I've found a real man now. We're going to run away together somewhere romantic, open a burger van at the side of the motorway.
Got to get there.
Bert pushes past fawning Sheila and pushes past Gary. Zoe confronts her stepmother.
You killed Ginger Nut, didn't you?
Of course I did, a nasty little thing. And now we're going to kill your precious little rat.
Bert picks up Armitage's cage.
Armitage!
You give my daughter her pet back right now!
Not a chance! The small ones are more juicy. You two will be a bit tougher.
Bert climbs up to the platform above the mincer.
Get it!
Sheila pushes Zoe after her dad.
What are you going to do? Armitage back.
I'm scared.
On stage, Tina tries awkwardly to follow Harry's confident dance moves. Miss Maxwell is getting agitated and makes the headmaster take action. He stands and steps onto the stage, applauding them, signalling that they should stop.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. And now, at very long last, the fragrant Miss Maxwell will announce the winner.
Thank you, darling. I mean, headmaster. So, the winner is...
Hang on. We got a special guest.
Bert has his hand on the control button unit.
Get up the ladder.
Bert presses the start button.
Bert, can I come up too and watch it go through the mixer?
Of course you can, my angel in leggings.
Oh, thank you, my hairy-faced hunk.
Blowing Bert kisses, she follows Gary and Zoe up the ladder. A handmade sign from cut-out newspaper letters reads, Burgerminzer.
So, who wants to be first in the Minzer?
What?
Fatty or skinny?
It's a bit harsh.
No, you leave my daughter alone.
The rope lashing a jutting platform above the Minzer strains.
You can be first.
No.
The rope starts to unravel.
Go on, get in the Minzer or he'll kill you.
He's going to kill me anyway.
They push Gary to the edge of the platform, then Bert pulls him back.
Oh, no, 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 no!
The rope's unraveled even more.
Oh, I want you to suffer. I want you to see what the Minzer can do.
Bert steps back onto the precariously placed platform, holding Armitage by his tail.
Now, Zoe!
The Minzer blades whir below.
Say goodbye, your little baby!
Armitage, no!
The platform rocks up and down, Bert wobbles uncontrollably and pinwheels his arms to regain his balance. Sheila rushes forwards to save him. She hugs onto him. Zoe and Gary glance down at the final unravelling of the rope, lashing the second platform to the one they are standing on.
Dad, get back!
As the platform falls, Bert manages to hold onto the lip of the giant steel Minzer funnel, still holding Armitage, Sheila clinging onto him.
So is Armitage, and we'll help you out.
I'm going to pulverise this rev. It's the last thing I do.
Sheila glances pleadingly up at Gary.
Gary, please. Now I've always loved you. And you. Chloe.
Zoe.
Bye-bye, my little juicy rat.
Armitage bites his nose. Bert throws the rat into the air as he and Sheila plummet to their grisly doom. Armitage does a flip spin in the air and lands neatly in Zoe's outstretched hands. The giant flexible tubing leading from the Minzer gurgles alarmingly. Gary puts a comforting arm around his daughter's shoulders and covers her eyes with his free hand. They watch two rounds of pressed pink meat roll out on a conveyor belt. There are bits of legging poking out of one of them. Gary leans towards it.
I want a divorce.
I think you already got one. Now, come on, Dad, we have to set the rats free.
What, all of them?
If the council finds this place, they'll treat them like pests and kill them all.
You're right.
Zoe checks a message from Harry on her phone. Talent show's nearly over.
Dad, we've got to get to the talent show.
She glances at Armitage.
Don't worry, Armitage. Think of something. We'll be back. Promise.
They leave. The second lump of pressed flesh has part of Bert's sunglasses sticking out of it. Blindfolded Raj is guessing the identity of chocolate bars.
Galaxy Caramel.
Harry holds up a second handwritten sign. Picnic. Tina places a morsel of chocolate into Raj's upturned palm. He chews decisively.
Picnic bar.
In the restless audience, a girl yawns. Harry holds up another handwritten sign. Ripple.
That is a flag dip. No, Ripple.
Raj pushes up his blindfold and takes a bow.
Thank you, man, who almost certainly isn't a pupil. And that finally concludes our talent show.
Thank you, headmaster. Masterfully done.
Oh, no. Thank you.
No, thank you for everything. Now, I think we all know that there can only be one winner. And it's no surprise that that winner is...
Wait! I want to enter.
Still on stage, Tina smiles at Harry.
Not with a rat, I hope.
Yes, with a rat.
We have a dance routine.
Well, you're too late.
Please, it doesn't matter if we don't win. I just want to show everyone what rats can do.
give us disease through their wee-wee. We're well aware of that. Now, without further ado, the winner is...
She pulls a card from a gold envelope. Tina puts her fingers in her mouth and mums being sick. Gemma gets her prize.
Oh, I never believed that this had happened in 1,000 years. Should I sing the song again? I can wear the winner's crown I've happened to bring.
Please do, love.
Backstage, Gemma mouths off to the sound guy.
Stupid old trout. Falls for every time. Why don't you just sit there? Come help me put my crown on.
Tina sneakily turns the microphone on and the fader level up so she can be heard by everyone.
It's quite sad just how pathetic Maxwell really is.
Gemma takes her crown from the sound guy.
I'll do it. Imagine getting beat by a cat. What a loser.
On stage, Miss Maxwell fights back tears. Harry nods and smiles at Tina. The headmaster is equally upset, Zoe and her dad embarrassed. Miss Maxwell rushes to the edge of the stage.
Did you bring your music?
Yes.
Give it here, love, I'll put it on. You go, girl.
Gemma's booed when she steps back on stage.
No, get off the stage, Gemma. I'd rather watch a rat.
She pushes the ghastly girl into the wings. Zoe takes Armitage from her hoodie pocket and puts him on the table Raj's chocolate samples have been placed on. The audience smile indulgently. As the music starts, Zoe nods to Armitage. He nods back. Zoe swings her arm back and forth. She turns to the side and does spotty dog moves, facing one way then the other. Armitage imitates her dance steps, standing on his hind legs. Behind them, changing lights illuminate giant silver stars arranged at the back of the stage. Tiny spotlight shines on adorable Armitage, who cleverly imitates every dance move Zoe makes. Gary stands just in front of the stage and does dad dancing. The audience are enthralled, the yawning girl now giggling. Raj is overjoyed. Zoe and Armitage pump their arms as they roll their upper bodies forwards and back. Zoe turns as she moves across the stage. Behind Armitage, they play air guitar. Zoe jumps across the stage and points to the audience, then raises her arm to the ceiling. She gracefully sweeps from side to side, squats and leaps up. Armitage, still on his hind legs, waves his arms around as he too hunkers down low and then reaches up high. Zoe does a little twirl behind the rat. Armitage sidesteps. Zoe does a leap in the air and a spin. Armitage does a giant leap and successfully spins and lands gracefully. The audience gasp at his prowess. Raj is over the moon. Zoe and Armitage wave their arms in the air and the whole audience follows suit. With hands clasped before him, Gary smiles lovingly and proudly at his daughter. In the wings, enchanted Miss Maxwell dances as she watches. Gemma is scowling. She still wears her winner's crown and clasps the first prize trophy. The headmaster watches Miss Maxwell. As the performers continue to dance, the audience clap. On one of the silver stars behind them is a reflection of a young Zoe and her mum dancing to the song. In the wings, smiling Harry and Tina wave their arms in the air. The audience get to their feet for a spontaneous standing ovation. Zoe and Armitage take their bows. Zoe picks Armitage up and cuddles him. Her dad steps on stage and lifts her off her feet as he hugs her. The chants of "Give her the prize" continue. Miss Maxwell takes the trophy from an outraged Gemma and walks back on stage with it. Gary's smiling as he claps his hands. Miss Maxwell gives Zoe the prize with a little curtsy.
Miss, I think you should keep it. That cat was only really meowing Bohemian Rhapsody. It didn't deserve to win.
Oh. Emotional Miss Maxwell takes the trophy and gazes up at the headmaster.
I finally won something.
Yes, my heart.
Miss Maxwell throws her arms around him and kisses him.
Listen! Listen up, everyone! It seemed like you all loved Armitage here, right?
Yeah!
Well, rats are kind, and they're the cleverest animals there are.
What about dolphins?
Apart from dolphins, they're the cleverest animals there are, and they absolutely make the best pets. So, I've got a favour to ask.
Back at Bert's Burger Factory, Gary takes rats out of cages. He hands one to Harry, who passes it to Tina, who gives it to Zoe, who hands them out to her peers.
Here's yours. Take good care of him. Here's your rat. Look after it.
Miss Maxwell has a rat of her own.
Goodness. You're very wriggly.
There's a long line of eager kids and adults wanting a rat of their own. DC Gray and WPC Bard rush over.
Freeze! You're all under arrest!
You're a bit late.
Sorry.
Zoe hands out another rat.
You are?
Mom, do you know what?
Yes, well, you're a doctor.
This is something I thought I'd never see in this town.
What?
A happy ending.
She smiles, opens her arms. DC Gray refuses the hug.
Sorry.
The police leave.
Welcome to your new home. Your name is Little Raj.
Raj pets his rat in his shop. The camera sweeps up the outside of Zoe's block of flats and continues up above the roof.
Things were pretty good after that. Dad turned Bert's burger van into an ice cream van. At last he could sell the flavors he invented. Chocolate Supreme, Fudge Explosion, Chocolate Rainbow.
Today's special, it's Toffee Tidal Wave!
He hands an ice cream to Zoe.
It's delicious, Dad.
He produces a boombox. Kids spill out of school.
Zoe told her dad how Tina didn't get on with her family. He asked her to come and live with them. So now Zoe had a sister. And that meant I had two sisters. I, Armitage, had a family that loved me. Not bad for a rat. Not bad at all.
Armitage dances on top of the ice cream van, beside a cartoon drawing of a rat head and its name, Armitage's Ices. He leaps into the air.
Sort of a year we've
the end.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to have